Okay. Simkuf Lametes, say the Kriyas HaToyra B'Kriseo. B'mokim Shenu Agusha Oile Atzmei Kriya B'Koyle Rom. In places that the minig is that the Oile himself, the one who is called up for Lile Toyra, he lines himself, as it was done in many places throughout many years, that the person who is called up, he lanes. So B'mokim, in place Shenu Agu, that the custom is, Sha'oile Atzmei, the person who is called up himself, Koyre, he reads, he lanes, Bekoil Rom loud. Now, Im Loi Side Techilo HaPasha, if he did not prepare the Pasha prior to that, Pamaim, two times, for Sholosh, or three times, Beinoi Levin Atzmo, he didn't read it two to three times to himself before that, Loyale, he shouldn't call up, he shouldn't go up. He shouldn't call up. Why don't you think should he go up? He's going to make mistakes. So if he didn't prepare it two to three times beforehand, it shouldn't go up. I don't know what the expression Shnayim Moshalosh is. Pamayim Moshalosh, I don't know what the expression is. Normally, if it would be a Mishnah, you'd expect it to ask, what's Pamayim Moshalosh? Two times or three times? If it's three times, then it's three times. If it's twice, you don't need... Depends how well you chop it. It's the outcome that is critical. Okay, good point. So Shulchan Aruch says, if he doesn't know, if he hasn't prepared it two to three times, he shouldn't go up. Sifkot Aleph, lo ya'ale. There's a big chiddush over here, a very, very big chiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Aleph, lo ya'ale, shouldn't go up. Hainu, I.E. Af al pi shekoro la'alois, even though he was called up for an aliyah le'toyre, ve'omu chazal l'chachomim said in Aroya, shloi shodvorim, three things, mekatzim yomo shel odom, shorten the days of a person's life, cholilo. Ve'echot men, one of the three things, misha noisne lo yisei v'toyro likois, somebody is given a sei v'toyro to lane, ve'ein ukoire, and he doesn't lane. So the question is, how can he be, if somebody's called up for laning, and he hasn't prepared, and he hasn't, he's called up, and we're learning over here that if he hasn't prepared two or three times, he shouldn't go up. What do you mean he shouldn't go up? It's mekatzim yomo shel odom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hocha lo yale. Here he shouldn't go up. He shouldn't go up. If he didn't prepare, he should not go up because it's important to prepare before that. It's based on a pasuk. In a pasuk, Chachamim made asmachta from a pasuk. Akod exiv ozro veisapro hechino gam chokoro. So ozro veisapro hechino gam chokoro. Ozro veisapro. The way Darshan says oz then. Roy saw Sapo and he told over, he said it over, he laned it. Hechino, when he prepared it, Vegam Chokor, and he investigated in it. Only then he should lane. So we're learning that although a person should always accept when he's being called up, but if he's going to be laning himself, if he hadn't prepared two or three times, he shouldn't go up. We shall learn at a later stage, Rabbi Isai, does this halacha only apply to laning? If a person is when does this rule apply that mekatzim yom shel odom if his person is called up, does it only apply to laning? Oh, so then we learn that it's not only when it comes to laning. If a person is called up for glila, for hakba, for any other kibbut, in fact, he should accept it. He must accept it. But of here the rule is if he didn't prepare it, don't go up. What happens if there's nobody else around? Or maybe that's more relevant for the Ramah. Let's see what the Ramah says. Huvemokim shachazen koire, in places that there is a chazen, in other words, chazen means about koire in this context, hu tzorech lesadet chilo. So nowadays, a person is called up, he doesn't have to lane. But the bal koire obviously lanes. So the bal koire over here, the halacha is that somebody is called up for an aliyah, doesn't have to prepare the laning, but the Baal Koyre obviously needs to prepare. What happens, Rabbi Isai, in the following scenario? That the Baal Koyre, is nobody there who has prepared thoroughly the laning. Should the Baal Koyre still go up a lane, unprepared, or rather not? Because remember, we just said now that loyale shouldn't go up if he didn't prepare two to three times. An individual is called up. Don't accept your calling up if you didn't prepare two to three times. What happens with regards to Baal Koyre? Problem. Bizon if nobody goes up. Bizon if he does go up. Bizon if he doesn't go up. Says the Mishnah Berurah the following words. If there's nobody in shul, there's nobody in shul to prepare the leining, in order not to be mevatel the leining in shul, the custom is to be leaning, shikro echot, that if somebody should lean, that he more or less knows the top, although he didn't prepare. And a person will read ahead of him quietly, but a chumash from a chumash or a siddur from a siddur. So the halacha is, if there's nobody else present, yes, take it, take the embarrassment. It's very embarrassing to do that. Always, I'm tremendously machshir people who do that, to go up unprepared. They're not doing it for covet on the contrary. They're doing it accepting the bushes, just that the tzibur should hear a leaning. So the halacha is yes, he should take it if there's no one. Leaning shouldn't be cancelled, as you're pointing out. Leaning shouldn't be cancelled if just because nobody prepared. Siv base misha enu yadei aliko, somebody you cannot read. So achlim chos biyodish laalin sevatoi, shouldn't lean. Somebody you cannot read shouldn't lean. One should be meicha. One should protest. Hey, why are you doing that? Don't lean unless you can read. V'im tzichil azeh she'enu yadei alikos lefishu koyin olev yuvein sham achez ulosoi. If he needs to be called up because he's the only Kohen and Levi. And remember, the one who had an aliyah, he was the one who leaned. So the Kohen and the Levi, they didn't prepare, they can't read, they're breaking the teeth over it, they can't. But they're the only Kohen or the only Levi there. So he says that even if there is, if you need him, because he's the only Kohen or Levi, ain't Shemachas lost, nobody else, there will be a chazan there, or somebody there who can read mila b'mila word for word. Yodea le'omro, he can then repeat like a parrot. He can read after that. Velikroiso, and you read it min aksav in writing. Yocholales, he can then go up and lean. Vimlav, if he's unable to repeat what the Baruch Koire said in reading, loyale shouldn't go up. So what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is the following. If the Kohen is the only Kohen there, and he actually can't read. He can't read the leaning well. He hasn't prepared, doesn't know it. So the halacha is as follows. If you get somebody else, maybe the Chumash, who says word to word, and that will enable him to read Vayidaber, and then he says, oh yeah, Vayidaber. Hashem, Hashem. El, Moshe, Moshe. So if he hears, and then he's able to read from the inside, then you can call him up. He's the only Kohen, he's the only Levi, go for it, call him up. However, if he's unable to do that, then you shouldn't call him up. What does that mean, to unable to do that? What does that mean, to be unable to do that? Pardon? Good. So Mishnah Berurah says even more than that. In Sivkotten Hey. The way Mishnah Berurah explains it is, even if he's able to parrot say, Vaidabai Hashem al Moshe Leimoi, if he's not actually reading it, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Vimlav Loyale, he said, if it's just, does that make sense what I'm saying? If it's just, can you explain it a bit better? I can't. Exactly. If he just says it afterwards without reading it, then he can't read. So you don't call him up. Don't call him up. If he's hearing and then reading, that's fine. But if he's hearing and just repeating what the person says, don't call him up. Habayisa, could this be halacha lemaaseh relevant? What do you think? No? Okay, but think about, there's a shul.
I've seen it.
You've seen it happening. You've seen it happening. Right, exactly. Right. Right. So the case would be, if the case would be that there would be a Baal Koire who is just last minute brave enough to go and lane, but he's unprepared and he doesn't know it, he's just not managing, and then there's somebody helping him out, saying word by word. It's really critical that the person who is attempting to lane, that he actually still reads it. He can't just rely on the, of course he can support him, but he actually physically still needs to read Minaksav. Siv Gimel. Hafilo Rosh HaKnesses, Oya Chazen, Lo Yikro, Atshem, Lo Yikro. Even if the Rosh HaKnesses means the the Rosh HaKnesses is the president of the community, they should not read until they are told, read. Don't read unless you're being asked. For Nagu, and the custom is Shlach Tzibur. When the chazan, the only person who can just lean without being asked is the Baal Koyre himself, or the equivalent, which is Shlach Tzibur. They can just go up and lean. But if, in the previous generations, where the person with an aliyah himself, he would lean, you can't, even if you're a very choshev member, a very prominent member of the community, you can't just go and say, okay, it's my turn now, and start leaning. You can't do that. You need to be asked to be leaning. The only exception is the Baal Koyre, i.e. the Shliach Tzibur himself. They can go up himself, because when they were asked to be a Shliach Tzibur, that it meant also to lean as well. So therefore, they don't need to ask permission.
In our countries, the minig is not like that. And the chazan only goes up, only shazgan oimaloi lalois, when he's being asked by a gabber or a person standing by the bima to go up to go up a lane. Havol ein koirin loy bishmoi. But it's not only with regards to laning, it's also with regards to aliyah generally. So it's not only about laning, it's about an aliyah himself. And he adds now, havol ein koirin loy bishmoi. The Rama says that with regards to an aliyah le'toira, there is an integral necessity to be called up for an aliyah. You need to be called up as you need to be called up. And then he says, "Umisha of Muma la'avodis kichovim koyrin oisem b'shem avi aviv." What? How do you call up somebody whose father went off completely and has become a muma la'avodis kichovim, has turned off completely, has gone all the way to be avodis kichovim? So if somebody is called, how would you call him? It's embarrassing to call him Moshe ben his father, who has gone all the way off. So the halacha is, says the Rama, Misha Aviv Mumal Avedis Kechovim, somebody whose father has gone off, Cholila, Korinoise B'Shem Aviv Aviv, you'll call him up with his grandfather's name, his father's name. Havaloi B'Shmoi Levad, but not with his name only, Shaloi Levad Sheberabim, because we don't want to embarrass him. Fedafka Shaloi Olam Yama B'Shem Aviv, that's only if he was never called up with his father's name. Havalimu Godel V'Hurgal B'Oisoir, if he's been there for years, he's an adult, for many, many years, he's been called up with his father's name. Lalos B'Shem Aviv, to be called up with his father's name. Vehemi Aviv, Lavish Kham, his son, his father's gone off the derech completely. Koren Oise B'Shem Aviv, Kmoshogal, he'll still continue naming him after his father, although his father now has gone all the way off the derech. Shloli Vayesh B'Rabim, not to suddenly embarrass him in public. Also, if you have to be concerned about his father, he finds out that his name is not being called up anymore, then you're allowed to still name after his father, although because you're concerned about him making trouble about this. Somebody who is an asuf v'shtuki, somebody who doesn't exactly know his background, doesn't know who his father was, then it says, "Koyrin oisem b'shem avi imoy." You will call him after the avi imoy, the father of his mother. His mother, we know who his mother is. You can name it after his father, the father of his mother. If he has no clue who his father's mother is, "Koyrin oisem b'shem Avram." K'mele ger, you can call him like Avram, like a ger. Avram, like a ger, if nothing else is known. And that really leads to an interesting shaila, Rabbi Yisai, an adoptive child. Interesting shaila that the poskim discuss. They want to say, what's the halacha with regards to an adoptive child? And many poskim say that with regards to the aliyah of an adoptive child, the halacha is that it should be Rav Lashi Paskins, that it should be called, it's a shtikla shaila, but many poskim then say that it should actually be called after his adoptive child. If he was really adopted in an early age, it should be named after the adoptive father. What's the halacha with regards to the gabba calling up his own father? That's right. Avi Moiri, right. Some say that you can still say your father's name after saying Avi Moiri. Pardon? Yeah. Some say that you should say Avi Moiri, and some say you should say Avi Moiri and then the father's name.
Summa Eino Koire, a blind person is not to be called up. Because you're not allowed to learn even one word, Shalomin Aksav, which is not written. Maril Kosav, the Achshav Koire Summa, the Maril says a blind person now can, just like an Amoret is being allowed to call, to be called up, similarly also a Summa as well.
Mishnah Berurah says over here a little bit more explanation on that. He says in Seif Cotton you'd base the Achshav Koire Summa, we call a blind person is called up. Tama, the reason is the Kevin Chon and Oyagin Shachliach Zibu Koire Vukoire Mitoichaksav Shuvle Kabdin Ala Oyled Shemia Koine.
He said the whole problem with a blind person is only if he actually leans. If he's actually leaning, that would be a problem, because the whole problem is to read Shalom in Aksav, to lean Shalom in Aksav without reading. Leaning needs to be read, and a blind person obviously cannot read, so that's a problem with regards to a blind person. However, nowadays, that a person who is being called up is not the one actually reading, the Shaila is not such a Shaila, and a blind person can actually be called up. That's the Mishnah Berurah.
Pardon? That's a good question. He's not Bach Yuva. He's not Bach Yuva. Good question. Yeah. Good question. Maybe the Chiyuv is... No, maybe he's a Bach Yuva. Because the Chiyuv, the obligation is the hearing.
He says that a summa may not be obligated in the mitzvah of leaning because he's not able to lean himself. But I have a feeling that he probably, that's the question asked by Rabbi Feingold. Does everybody agree to that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there is probably, I mean, if it's a Chovas Tzibu, he may be included in the Chovas Tzibu to some degree. Because the Chovas Tzibu is a hearing of the leaning and not the saying. So it's a good order though. Yeah. Right. When somebody is called up, are you allowed to see your father's name? What do you say normally? Poshto Shaila. When somebody in a gab, you go to a shul that there's no, you see, you're allowed to say your father's name? You're allowed to. It's part of your name. Reb. You say Reb beforehand. So, whilst it is true that some poskim say it, the svara that you are saying, that really is referring to your name, and we'll find sometimes in the Gemara that concept of that it's actually your father, it's not your name, you're named after, it's Bar Ben, your father's name. So it's all part of your name. Your father's name is part of your name. So maybe you don't have to say Reb. So there are poskim who are mekil and say that you don't have to say Reb. Many poskim, however, say that when the Gaba asks you what your name is, it's true, he won't say Reb. He's not allowed to say any Torim, he's not allowed to say any titles. But, when you are asked by the Gaba what your name is, you should ideally say Reb before your father's name. You should ideally. I'll skip it out. If it's possible, you should say what you find. It's true, he won't call you up in that way. But if you're asked what your name is, you should attempt to say your father's name with a rap beforehand. I'll skip it up. No, it's true, because I think many people don't. Because they forget that when a gab actually going to call him up, he's not going to say rap. So I think some people forget. Yeah, but you're right, it's not particularly difficult. Yeah, does everybody agree to that? What do you think about it?
You said the gab is not allowed to say any titles.
Yeah, he's not allowed to. Mishnah Berurah says earlier, in Seif Cotton tests, Mikon Mokim says in Mishnah Berurah, Lo Yoyma Torim Al Aviv. He speaks specifically about his father, but to say titles generally, you're not allowed to say Kmoi Chove Mireinu, Ki Ein Loyma Shekek, Rak Oyma Bechipot Lebli Agisho Om. So, actually, this is a little bit, I'm taking this out of context a little bit, but the rule is generally that besides the title of Rav or Chove, designated titles, besides those, a Gabbai also shouldn't really say. Yeah, so he said that if a person is asked, what the Mishnah Berurah says over here is that don't say
untrue titles if they're untrue. If you want to just give cover to your father, call him Chava Mireinu, if he's not really a, if the title is untrue, then don't say that. That's what Mishnah says over here. So with regards to the Reb, you should say Reb if person asks you, that's just as Kibud Avraham. We are ready for Seif Dalet, which is the Seif leading into the halachas of how actually to make Alila Torah. How you actually called up? Let's start a little bit. Head start. Kol Arkoirin Mevorchin Lefoneh Velachreo. Anybody who has an Aliyah, he makes a big brocha prior to the laning and afterwards. Lefoneh Velachreo. Vepoiseach HaSefer Koidim Sheivorech. You should open up the Sefer before the brocha. And you look at the pasuk, shetzorich la'aschil boy, that will be laned shortly. And afterwards, ivarech, you make a bracha. Ve'le'acha shekora, and after laning, goyleil, you close it, umevarech, you make a bracha then. Okay, what are the halachas? So you make a bracha before and after. You had to do it. Poiseach ha'sefer, you open up the sefer. You look where the laning is going to take place. You make a bracha. And afterwards, you close it for the bracha afterwards. So what's missing? What did you just say? You didn't close it at the beginning. It doesn't say it, right? Well, what also it didn't say? I thought you said something. You kiss. Right, so there's nothing about that at this point. At the end, right. Here there's no such thing, really. The Mishnah Berurah, we're going to look at the early Mishnah Berurah, but here the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tezayin, it's the Roya Pasuk, Kiddishiyed Almon Bevorech. You need to look at the Pasuk before you make a Bevorech, you need to know where you're laning, where it's being laned. But it doesn't say anything about kissing at this point. Okay, just to recap what we learned tonight. We learned that one should the person who lanes should have prepared the laning 2 to 3 times. That's certainly true if the person is an aliyah, he lanes. Nowadays, that a person is an aliyah doesn't necessarily lane, the Baal Korah should have prepared the laning beforehand. It's a halacha. The Baal Korah needs to prepare. By the way, if he knows the parasha by heart, if he knows it really, really well, does the halacha still apply? If he just knows it from previous years, it's a bar mitzvah seder. It's never chosh chodesh. Yeah. What do you think? If he really knows it well, but it just happens, you know, the Baalei Korah, the standard Baalei Korah, who are they? Just know they know it. They don't really need to prepare it anymore. But mitzvah seder, something they don't really need to prepare anymore because you really know it. Do you need to still, does this halach still apply to this Ramah? So it's Sadeh Tchila. So it would appear that you do. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel certainly seems to imply that. Mitzvah and Amufch Shagam Oile is Sadeh Tchila Bein Ven Atzmoi. It would appear that even if you know it, it sounds like it. I'm not saying it's Muchach, I'm not saying it's black and white. But it certainly mashmos that ideally one should go over it. Even if we know it, and that's what the Baalei Korah they will try to do that. They'll try to go over the set at least once before they actually lane. We learned that somebody who can't read should not lane, and don't rely on your hearing because you actually physically need to read. We also said that somebody who is called up needs to be called up. You can't just take it and go for it. You need to physically be called up. We learned about the person who calls up his father should do so respectfully. We learned about somebody who Nerbach, his father, went off the Derech, should not name after him, he should name after his grandfather. However, if it's going to call tension, then leave it and leave it with his father's name. We learned that a blind person also shouldn't. However, if he's just doing Aliyah LeTorah and he's not reading, then a blind person can be called up. And we started off talking a little bit about the Brocha before and after, and we learned that the way it works is you open up the Sefer, you look where the Brocha is, you close and you make the bracha then laning, and afterwards you close before bracha afterwards. But much more details on this latter halacha mitshem tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem is barach shemoy.